Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Today the Holy Spirit directs our hearts to the words of Job in Job chapter 14, verses 1 to 5 as follows. Man who is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble. He comes forth like a flower and fades away. He flees like a shadow and does not continue. And do you open your eyes on such a one and bring me to judgment with yourself? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? No one. Since his days are determined, the number of his months is with you. You have appointed his limits, so that he cannot pass. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who said, "Because I live, you shall live also." Dear friends in Christ, it was the poet John Donne who once said, "Send not to know for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee." His point was simple. Death comes to every human being. And it's no use breathing a sigh of relief when you hear about the death of someone else, because your turn will soon be coming. At first glance, it may seem like the Bible passage I read to you just now means little more than that, a sad lament on the brevity of human life and the inevitability of death. But it is more than that, and when you add to it the rest of the Bible's promises, we see that the lot of Christians is far different than that of unbelievers who have no hope. And that's why our theme for this morning is borrowed from a favorite Lutheran hymn. Brief life is here our portion. Because of sin, life is short and full of trouble. But because of Christ, a life of eternal joy awaits us. Albert Einstein said that time and space is relative. Well, I don't know about space, but time certainly seems to be relative, doesn't it? Doesn't it seem like about 2 weeks ago that we were gathered here in the field house for our opening service, and that academic school year stretched out interminably before us? And here we are, almost to graduation. Those of us who have reached middle age are starting to realize how quickly our lives have passed to this point, and how short will be the remainder of our days until we pass from this world forever. It's true. Brief life is here our portion. Job says essentially the same thing. Man who is born of woman is of few days. He comes forth like a flower and fades away. He flees like a shadow and does not continue. How brief is man's life? As brief as a fleeting shadow, as brief as the bloom of a flower. There's a plant of the cactus family called Peneocereus greggii, or night-blooming cactus. This cactus is famous for having the shortest blooming period of any flower in the world. It only blooms on one day each year. It blooms at night, and by the time morning arrives, its bloom has withered and faded. What a perfect picture of the transitory and passing nature of human youth and beauty. It may seem like your youth is going to go on forever and ever, but it won't. Billions of dollars are spent on cosmetics and surgeries, trying against hope to retain the bloom of youth for a few short more days, but all in vain. Because time marches on. The grass withers and the flower fades. Not only is man's life a few days, Job says, but those days are full of trouble. And that's just the opposite of what we want, isn't it? We want days to be long and free of trouble. Instead, they are short and full of trouble. Why should that be? Well, it shouldn't be, of course, because that's not how God created human beings to live. He didn't create human life to be short and full of trouble. He created mankind to live in joy forever. He created Adam and Eve holy and righteous, prepared for a life of happiness, serving him and each other. But Satan came with his temptations, and sin entered. Through one man, sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned. Brief life is here our portion. And it's true that because of sin, life is short and full of trouble. But even in the midst of this veil of tears, there is hope. Because of Christ, a life of eternal joy awaits us. Job asked, "Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean?" No one. And it's true, humans are sinners who beget other sinners. Sinful fathers and mothers beget sinful sons and daughters who in turn become sinful fathers and mothers. But Job's blanket statement isn't quite true, is it? There was one exception. From a flawed human mother came the flawless child of Bethlehem. This child would offer the world a different life, a life that goes on forever and that is full of joy. And that's another sense, isn't it, in which God is able to take the clean from the unclean. For in Christ, God is able to take a wretched, sinful person like you and make you into a pure and clean and holy individual in his sight through Christ. He does it by the power of his holy word. That word goes into your ears and sinks into your heart. The Holy Spirit causes you to trust that word, to trust against all appearances that in Christ there is pardon and forgiveness, even for a sinner like you. In fact, when you think about it, our Lord Jesus has taken this complaint of Job and turned it completely on its head, hasn't he? In this sinful world, man is corrupt and defiled. He comes forth like a flower and fades away. But Christ has earned for you a place in another world, where your inheritance, according to the Apostle Peter, is incorruptible and undefiled and does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. Job said, "Man's days are determined. The number of his months is with you. You have appointed his limits so that he cannot pass." This too is absolutely true. It's the Lord who sets the limits of our lives here in this world, beyond which we may not go. One of the things I've always appreciated about Christian funerals is that it reminds us that God has assigned to each of us a number, and that number is very precise. My mother passed away back in January, and during her obituary, the pastor read her number. And her number was 90 years, 7 months, and 21 days. Not 90 years, 7 months, and 20 days. Not 90 years, 7 months, and 22 days. But that exact number. You have a number as well. And so do I. And it's a good thing to bear that in mind. Because we can't add a single day to the number God has already assigned to us. The Lord says, "I kill and I make alive." But again, even to this absolute certainty of life and death, Christ has made an exception. For if you trust in Jesus, you can pass those limits. Despite all his suffering, Job himself understood this and believed this deep down in his heart, because 5 chapters later in the book of Job, we read these immortal words of faith and hope. "I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last upon the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. How my heart yearns within me." And I guess that's the whole point, isn't it? Brief life is here, our portion. But how we yearn for that life that's been promised to us in Christ, the life that lasts forever. Our loved ones who have gone before us in the Lord are enjoying that wonderful life already, and in Christ, one day, that life will be ours as well. Godspeed that day through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. We'll conclude with stanzas 1 and 5 of hymn 448.